It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. You may have heard about local food co-ops, if you don't actually belong to one. For a few $100, you buy a share in a nearby farm, and all summer and into the fall, you pick up a bag of fresh vegetables once a week. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, some farms are taking the idea beyond greens. They're signing up customers for regular deliveries of local, naturally raised meat.
There's a bit of a different vibe on delivery day when you're in a meat farm share, because instead of bundles of fresh veggies, customers are eagerly peering into 10 or 20 pound bags full of frozen animal parts.
But you actually are going to get a ham in here. From the bottom.
Can I see?
It's
look.
Spare
ribs. Wow.
This is a picnic ham.
I'm so excited. Whoa.
On a recent Sunday afternoon in Boston, Aiden Davin has driven a refrigerated van in from his farm to hand out the monthly allotment of lamb, beef, pork, and chicken. Customer Lara Tavares is a manager at an education nonprofit who has signed up for the farm share, and she is clearly a meat enthusiast.
And we got a pork roast that was, like, transcendent. It was absolutely amazing. And we got a second one.
Another one of Davin's customers, who's a culinary student, says she thinks many Americans who've been eating the regular bland grocery store stuff have forgotten what real meat raised on a family farm tastes like. And Tavares says beyond flavor,
what feels different from going to the grocery store, the idea that you know the farmer and you know where your meat comes from is just profoundly reassuring on so many levels. I mean, I think in terms of health and knowing how the animals were treated and, you know, from an environmental perspective. And, you know, that's an idea that's been getting a lot of play with, you know, The Omnivore's Dilemma and all the books that have come out lately.
Davin's customers are pretty well educated and well read, and many talk about the book The Omnivore's Dilemma, which in part aims to pull the curtain back on factory farming, the hormones, antibiotics, animals living in their own filth and dense feedlots. Customers who join this farm share say they've decided to opt out of America's Faustian bargain for cheap meat. A couple of hours outside Boston, Aiden Davin's pigs are digging around and lounging in roomy pens under some big apple and pine trees. The farm is just about as picturesque as you could hope for. There's a 180-year-old farmhouse with a big old wooden barn. The sheep and their lambs come running eagerly over to Davin when he calls them. He's walking into their rock-strewn pasture with his wife and business partner, Kate Stillman. They call it Stillman's Farm.
Come on, come, come.
Well, they seem to like you.
Well, if you feed them, they like you. It's pretty simple.
Most of these animals will, of course, be slaughtered in coming months. But Davin clearly likes them. He says they all have different personalities. On his rounds through the pig pens, he scratches the pigs' backs and bellies. And the animals eat well. Sometimes the pigs feast on extra melons and strawberries from Kate's father's nearby vegetable farm. Kate Stillman says the farm is so far not seeking organic certification. Instead, they're marketing their meat as conscientiously raised and local.
So I always tell people that local is the new organic.
Advocates of eating local think it's better not to burn fossil fuels, shipping food, organic or not, all over the world. Farmers say they can grow animals and vegetables for taste, not for their ability to be shipped or packaged. And the farmers hope to earn a better living selling locally. Kate Stillman's finding out that a lot of people are willing to pay the $7 a pound for the monthly bag of mixed meat.
The response has been unbelievable. I mean, people have just been so excited, really enthusiastic. The emails are just really hysterical. I've had people tell me, you know, we've made their lives better, which it makes you smile, makes you feel good.
The couple says they're struggling to keep up with the demand. Stillman's Farm is selling more than twice as many farm shares this year as last. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.